You may have seen the headlines, 9,000 people busted for not seeking work while on unemployment. Jamie Swift with the Employment Security Department describes one of those fraudulent claims. It involves a Washington woman who, while she was receiving jobless benefits, traveled to Texas to get married.
And when we talked to her about it, she said that she stopped at a theater there in Texas to inquire about a job. Our investigators obviously found that was unrealistic and asked her to pay the money back.
The woman had to return $1,400 in benefits. But Mark Lampson says, wait a minute. He works with the nonprofit Unemployment Law Project.
The idea that there are lots of people around who are cheating the system is just not accurate.
Lampson isn't defending the woman who went to Texas, but he says a lot of people get accused of fraud who are genuinely trying to find a job. Recently, someone contacted his office who was being hassled by the state even though they were applying for jobs advertised on Craigslist. Apparently, the online service has specific codes associated with each job post.
And the person had not written down those job numbers, and if you look at the job search log, there's nothing there that tells them that they're supposed to do that.
The state says it's working on making the job logs clearer, but Lampson says it isn't just the lack of clarity on forms that's the problem. Sometimes it's the state's interpretation of what constitutes a reasonable job search. There was one woman, he says, who could no longer do heavy lifting, even though her previous job had required it, so she was applying for secretarial jobs.
And was told that wasn't realistic job search because it was not in keeping with her past work.
The Unemployment Law Project fields dozens of calls like this every day. Some people do successfully appeal orders from the state. By the state's own account, nearly half are successful. Still, the vast majority don't appeal. Some say gathering up the necessary paperwork to prove exactly what websites you visited and who you talked to when in the past year can be overwhelming. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.